Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are joined for the rest of the hour by the editor of World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen. And I wanted to get him on to talk about the Ukraine situation. I know we're kind of getting Ukraine fatigue, but the big developments have begun to unfold. Russian troops have gone into the area of eastern Ukraine that's mainly Russian, the Crimea. They got fighter jets scrambled, quote, preparing for battle with enemies. Russia admits troops are moving into Crimea. U.S.-backed neo-Nazi party given key roles in Ukrainian government. Federal court denies First Amendment in California. Coup government in Kiev demands U.S., Britain mount military response in the Crimea. Now let's start World War III. TSA detains libertarian blogger after seeing Bitcoin in his bag. Again, Russian Air Force drills Ukraine attack plan for military invasion. This is a big development. Here's another headline. 12 signs that Russia is ready to fight a war over Crimea. I get sick of hearing about it. I'm not siding with Russia either, but George Soros' people, the globalists, are in there trying to destabilize things. Some of the folks in Ukraine have real beefs with the Russian-backed government. They had a Western-backed government in 2004. Joel, some stations join us the next segment, so I need you to repeat whatever you say now, but where do you come down on this? Because I don't like coming down on the side of Russia, but I also don't want to come down on the side of Hillary and the State Department and George Soros. It's this old quandary of both sides are bad. I go to the fact that it looks like the West is starting this, so the initiation of the coup says that the Western invasion is bad. Or what do you think?
Well, actually, you're going to get a whole different view from me because you know, my biggest expertise is understanding what the conspiracy is all about. And there's not just one conspiracy. There is a Russian conspiracy.
No, I know there is. That's what I'm asking you.
That's right. But in fact, everything that we've heard on the alternate media has been wrong. This coup was not a Western coup. This was a phony coup pulled off by the pro-Russian forces themselves to make it look like a collapse. And to turn it on its head. In other words, we got to go one level deeper in conspiracy theory to understand this is the same thing that happened in the phony coup to overthrow the Soviet Union. There's never been a coup, Alex, in the world that hasn't been done by a military takeover, except in Russia and now Ukraine. Are we to believe that, suddenly all of the powerful forces of the KGB and the Russian army simply collapsed and let unarmed people take over the government of the Soviet? It didn't happen. It was a staged coup, and it was a fraud. And the same thing happened this weekend in the Ukraine. I mean, it's amazing, Alex. No one in the mainstream or even the alternative media asked these essential questions that I put out in today's World Affairs Brief. Number one. Who gave the orders for all the riot police, the Berkut, to melt away and leave their posts so that the totally disarmed opposition could easily take control of the city?
No, I pointed that out last week, but I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. That's why I said this is very confusing for me, because why did the government stand down? I thought that was because of the Western threat. They wanted to look good, but they had to know then that this group would take over. Since when do police let rioters shoot them and not shoot back?
That's right. I mean, this was scripted. I mean, who gave the orders to the pro-Russian party of regions?
Well, I want you to start over. We're going to come back. Yeah. I'm going to give you the floor. Joel, that's why I got you on, because I really do respect your view. And 9 times out of 10, it's turned out to be very accurate and very piercing. So we want to get your take on this and then tie it into the larger strategy. But, I mean, was Georgia a staged event as well, or was that different in 2008?
Well, that was different. I'll explain that as well.
Yeah, because that looked like that was really the West trying to test Russia, right?
Yeah, and well, it was the Israelis that were involved in that as well.
Yes, they were involved.
On behalf of the globalists trying to instigate, I think, but they really did have to move to...
Well, let's start at Georgia then when we come back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were run a full and we have got his and we are defended and we agree. Let's fail this.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can use for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I intellectually study geopolitics. I study different regions of the world. I like to be informed. I find it to be fun, enlightening, energizing. But the more you learn, the more you know you don't know. And the more you learn that governments do involve themselves in conspiracies, wheels within wheels. It's come out the Bin Laden raid was staged, a.k.a. Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. We told you first. Joel Skousen told you as well. I've had Navy SEALs families on whose sons, before they were killed, blown up in the helicopter, said it was staged. They were going after a Bin Laden double. There was no body thrown overboard on the ship. If they lie about all that, 9/11, you name it, they'd lie about anything. And there are different criminal organizations battling for control of the planet. Three different major power blocks. I agree with the editor-in-chief of WorldAffairsBrief.com's analysis, former Marine Corps officer and a naval aviator in Vietnam, and again, World Affairs Brief commentary and insight on a troubled world. You can subscribe there on the site. We sell his big color book that's the best out there, according to all the survivalists I talked to, Strategic Relocation, with the film we made with him exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I should add, invaluable information per region, your area on politics, race manipulation, resources, threats, you name it, not just for the U.S., but worldwide. So Strategic Relocation, the book and the film. We also sell his bestseller, The Bible on Home Fortification, The Secure Home, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. But that's a side issue. The reason I wanted to get Joel Skousen on is I don't, as I've said, worship Vladimir Putin. I don't romanticize him. I know it's just a different power block. I don't like George Soros, the State Department, and what they're doing, $5 billion into Ukraine back in 2004, putting another government in. What's really going on? But we know at the highest levels between EU, Russia, the West, the United States, there's also backdoor deals, weapons transfers. China's been given all our bases, the deep water ports, the Panama Canal, the industry. So there's high-level double-crossing going on, and something doesn't feel right about all this. And Joel Skousen brought up the point that it looks like the West is backing a coup. It looks like they're funding neo-Nazis. It looks terrible. You've got so-called protesters being called freedom fighters, shooting police at point blank, not getting in trouble, taking over the presidential palace, no one resists, taking over the airports, beating people up, and now you've got the Russians going into eastern Ukraine. Is this a covert deal like the Warsaw Pact or before that when Hitler split part of Poland with Stalin? Is that getting ready to happen? What's really going on here with all your research, Joel Skousen? What's your take on this?
Well, my take, Alex, is that this is pure and simple a faked coup done by the Russians, not by the West, because they're the only ones. It's only the Russian-backed majority rulers in Ukraine that could have given the orders to the Berkut to go back to the barracks and let the opposition have full reign. I mean, the EU globalists don't have that kind of control there. There's only one person. For example, look at the pro-Russian Party of Regions, who has the vast majority in the Rada, which is the Ukrainian parliament. They were voting, you know, in a block to stop any reforms. And all of a sudden, on Saturday, they switch and vote unanimously to oust President Yanukovych. Unanimously. Somebody had to give them the word. I mean, this is like the old Soviet days when you see these pictures of the whole Soviet parliament raising their hand in unison and saying, aye, you know. This only happens when you have absolute party control, when you switch things like that. In other words, you know, Paul Craig Roberts talks about the fact that on Sunday, all of a sudden, the Party of Regions started to claim that they had threats on their lives. People were shooting at them. They had to flee for their lives. There were mass resignations. But remember, that happened after they voted unanimously. Why would the opposition be shooting at them and threatening their lives if they were already complying and voting 100% with the opposition? It just doesn't make sense. I'll tell you what happened. It was the Secret Services, controlled by the Russians, that not only threatened President Yanukovych to leave, but all also the members of the Party of Regions after they had voted to oust Russia. Why would they do that? Because, remember, you've got to make the Ukraine look like it's in Western hands now and controlled. Even though it's not, the entire opposition has been created by the Soviets. They control Yulia Tymoshenko and have for years, but she plays up to the West as if she's pro-Western. But Putin and she have a very, very close relationship. And that wouldn't happen if she was truly anti-Russian. And look at Yanukovych's press conference in Russia today, claiming he left only because his life was threatened, and that he was being shot at in his car all along his exit route as he left the country. I'm sorry, Alex, but that just doesn't wash. There aren't but a handful of old hunting rifles in the hands of the opposition. So it's hardly believable they could set up a running ambush on his escape route that nobody knew where he was going or what the escape route was.
So what's the bigger strategy?
Well, here's the bigger strategy. Remember that, well, let me just cover one other thing, too. You know, the UK Telegraph says that Russia's admitted that armored units from the Black Sea Fleet base near Sevastopol have entered Crimea in order to protect fleet positions. This is the story that everyone's claiming is Russia's moving troops into the Crimea. This is not true. These are only units that are already at the naval base at Sevastopol, and which is in Crimea. They're not moving into Crimea. They're already there, and they're simply going to other bases to ensure that Russia protects its naval bases. This is not in any way a move by Russian military, and neither are the fighter repositioning. This is all political theater by Putin to make it appear, and the Western media is playing this up as if this is a major thing. So here's the game plan. The Ukrainian opposition, of course, is really opposed to the extreme bureaucracy and evil that remains, even during Tymoshenko, when she was prime minister from 2005 to 2010. Nothing changed. This is typical of when you have a phony coup. That is, the communists were still in charge of all the bureaucracy. Everybody was still requiring bribes to get anything done. Nothing changed. There was no freedom change in the Ukraine or anywhere else in the Soviet Union. And so, naturally, the people have had enough, and they really, and it tipped the tip of the iceberg when Yanukovych refused to have this trade agreement with the EU. So this was legitimate hatred against Russian domination of Western Ukraine. Now, the problem is this opposition in Ukraine was getting too fervent and legitimately so. Yes, there was some flow of Western support in here, but it was not, as Paul Craig Roberts said, a daily handing out of cash. There was one time stiftungs or scholarship money that went to some of the students on the front lines. But I have contacts who were right there on the front lines in Ukraine saying these people are just normal people. They actually, you know, don't have any food. They don't have any money. They're sacrificing because they hate this regime. Most of these protesters were absolutely legitimate. As for the claims that there are neo-Nazis protected and supported by the West, remember, there are no neo-Nazis anywhere in the world, legitimate neo-Nazis. They're only agent provocateurs built up by governments, and Russia does the same thing. They build up, they pay people to become skinheads and neo-Nazis to give the right wing in the world a bad name. And the Russians play this just like the West because, you see, neo-Nazis give them an excuse to attack anyone who's associated with that view. But there's nobody who in their right mind wants to go and champion something in the name of the Nazis unless they're paid for by governments. So we've got to really see through what's going on there. But let me get to the final point, that is, what's the game plan? The opposition was rising much faster than Russia's remilitarization. Russia isn't anywhere near ready to take on the West. And so here's what they've done in order to prolong the conflict in the Ukraine. They pulled a phony coup, so that now it appears that Western Ukraine is in the hands of the globalists, but they're not. They're in the hands of Russian puppets masquerading as pro-EU people, like Tymoshenko. You mark my words, she'll be back in power pretty soon. Already the prime minister has been named as one of her former lieutenants, and that shows that her Freedom Party is going to be back in power soon. But now, from now on, you're going to have a constant conflict between the Eastern European or Russian base.
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back and break this down. Stay with us.
Huge Mountain House sale at Emergency Essentials. Right now, get 25% off every can. Go to BePrepared.com for the guaranteed lowest price you'll find anywhere. Mountain House freeze-dried meals are famous for their proven 25-year shelf life, delicious flavors, and easy preparation. Last day is today to save 25% on over 30 Mountain House varieties. For the best selection, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's E-M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I want you to get into what happened in Georgia in 2008. I want to get your take on the forces involved in that, because clearly you look at it, that was the West trying to go in and test Russia. But this, there are a lot of telltale signs that it was staged when the police stood down. The argument was, well, they're doing that to look friendly. But the rest of the government stood down as well. And then I guess the country goes into a permanent destabilization where they can play the literal right and left off, the two different sides of the country, the right from the west and the Russian from the east, and then just use that as a tool of political control. I know Russia, to a certain extent, collaborates with the EU, but is against the Anglo-American, British, U.S. power bloc. Explain the strategy there.
Well, the strategy is, remember, that Russia has always intended to strike the West. They want to run their own new world order with them in control. We've got a temporary pact with China to join with them to control the world, and they'll have to fight it out. Whatever, and they haven't gone that far down the road. But the goal is to take down the hegemony of the West. And but they're not ready to do that yet. So what I'm saying is it's very important to understand that in the status quo that was going on before, last Friday and before, was that the pro-Western Western Ukrainians were the beleaguered ones, and Russia was the bad guys. That's all the news kept saying. Russia has ironclad control of Ukraine, and the Westerners want to be free. The Russians are the bad guys. Now it's been reversed. And this is why this really plays to Russia's favor. Because if they want to postpone the eventual taking back of the Soviet states, whether it's Czechoslovakia, Poland, Ukraine, Georgia, etc., instead of playing like they're independent, they want to take them back with force someday. They've got to wait till they're militarily ready to take on the West, and they're not. So we've got several years that they've got to bide their time. So, but in order to do that, you've got to play the same game that Hitler played by attacking his own people, the Germans, in Poland and in Czechoslovakia, in order to justify that intrusion. It's too early for that justification. Everybody keeps thinking Russia's going to attack Ukraine right now to take it back, and it's too early. It's going to make Russia look very, very bad. They want more disarmament with the West. The West wants more unilateral disarmament with Russia to make sure that they pave the way for this war. And so what they've got to do is slow the process down. Now what happened after Saturday's phony coup? Now the Eastern Russians are the beleaguered people. And it's the Western Ukraine that's going to be the bad guys. That's why they had to have all of the pro-Russian majority in the Rada and the parliament resign. So that now it can be a majority of pro-Western people. They can get the blame for everything. Plus the fact, this allows the West to come to the rescue of Ukraine's bankruptcy. I mean, Ukraine is literally bankruptcy. They instituted currency controls today. The West, just like in the former Soviet Union, they're going to take over all of the payments and give bailout money to them. Russians are loving this. But the most important thing to remember now is that for now on in advance, the Russian, the Western, the phony opposition, these are run by Russians, but they're going to be claiming to be pro-EU. They're going to get the blame for everything that happens now. You're not going to see Eastern Ukraine and the Crimea secede. You're not going to see independence. And here's why. If they were to become independent, these majoritarian Russian populations in Eastern Ukraine and Crimea, everybody would be happy. The Western Ukrainians would be happy, and so would the Easterns, and you wouldn't have conflict anymore. What you're going to see is Russia's going to accept some type of federalization, which means that they're going to be federalized under a Ukrainian nation, but that means that the eastern portions will always be able to complain in the future about being underrepresented and oppressed by the dominant Western government. And eventually they can tweak that with protesters and with the ongoing unrest so that in a couple of years, maybe 3 or 4 years, when they do want to take back Ukraine, they'll have the justification to do that. So do you see what I'm saying? You're going to have a much better permanent system of conflict by allowing Western Ukraine to go in, ostensibly to go into Western hands, when in fact it is Russian puppets playing as if they're in Western hands.
I want to come back and talk about Georgia and then take phone calls on the waterfront about strategy of the globalists, where you see that going. Michael wants to ask you about U.S. flags being banned in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals if the illegals find them offensive. Ray wants to ask you some other questions. Folks want to ask about smart tech and all the surveillance grid, the NSA. So Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com on this live Friday edition. And I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday live transmission right here on GCN.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Liars, liars, liars. You've been lied to a lot. You can't make money in today's market. Or the market's too risky. Not true. At least not the way I do it. $100 at a time. I'm Anthony Lowell, inventor of the low-risk trading system, and I'm killing the market right now. I often make $1,000 a day, never risking more than $100. I'm so confident you can make money my way that I'll give you my complete $1,000 system absolutely
free. I was afraid of the markets. Not anymore.
I'm not rich, but I risked $100, and it worked.
To me, this is the most sensible, safe way to make money.
This is a proven, low-risk way to make money, and I want to give it to you free.
Visit FreeSystem101.com. The first 500 visitors to FreeSystem101.com will receive Making Money in a Bad Economy. That's FreeSystem101.com. Don't miss this opportunity. It's free. FreeSystem101.com. Please read the full risk disclosure on the free membership site.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex is where you find the specials. You can also call them toll free 866-229-0927. They are the best wearable foods company out there. Non-GMO, organic, wide selection, a lot of great specials going. The system wants you dependent. The first thing we've all got to do is have water filtration and high-quality storable foods. And they've got you covered at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And they're patriots just like us, so check out MyPatriotSupply.com. Now, before I go back to Joel Skousen, it is absolutely essential for everyone to realize that we are listener-supported. And when you buy a Molon Labe Come and Take It t-shirt, or you buy a Camouflage InfoWars.com ball cap, Made in America, you are supporting a hardcore patriot, libertarian, constitutionalist organization that promotes basic Americana ideas of due process, the family, men are men, women are women, the whole nine yards. InfoWarsStore.com. You can find our great supplements that take natural herbs and things to block the estrogen mimickers, like Supermel Vitality. It's got my friends and family just raving. You've heard the rave reviews come in. We've got that 15% off into next week. You've got the Survival Shield, Truly Nascent Iodine, proprietary, turns blue on paper, not black. It's real iodine, real nascent. Does so much to purify your body. Look how much weight I've lost on it. Just does so much for our thyroids that have been bombarded. Naturally boosts your thyroid. That was told a year ago by many folks, and I went to doctors. I was told by Joel, actually, and I went to medical doctors and others, and I talked to pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He said, you need real nascent iodine, but it's hard to find. Well, I finally found it, bought the company out, put it out to you, the one place that has it. The company still was able to put it out, but it's double the price, half the size. That's why I said we have double the strength, half the size. Double the strength, double the size. I guess we'd just be double the size. You can say double the strength of the leading competitor. It is double the size, so it's double the strength. I guess that's an accurate statement. The point is that we have that exclusive. And so we have that available at InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got the Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, and the Super Male Vitality. And speaking of males, we have John Wayne on the cover of the new March issue that just came in. You can buy it in bulk at cost. So you can hand out to friends and family as low as $1 a piece, big glossy color magazine. And half the magazine is about chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals to basically drug the population to make us very, very easy to control in the globalist own words. So a great thing to give people so they understand why there's a war on men. And when we finish up with Georgia and then go to phone calls, I want to ask, I never asked Joel his view on this, see if he agrees with me or if he sees that message out there, what's behind that. But going back to Joel Skousen, Joel, so what is the larger, let's spend 10 minutes and then go to calls. On the three power blocks, undoubtedly the globalists in their own documents say that is the power blocks. You're very accurate in that research. So what are the power blocks up to? What does this Ukraine thing mean? When will Russia be ready for the strike? Will they strike us with China? And go, but start off with Georgia, because from what I looked at, that was a real attack. What was that about?
Well, that was the West in combination with Israel, because, what the West does to have plausible deniability about directly giving military arms to something to exacerbate the Russian and former Soviet state situation. They use Israel. Israel, a lot of Americans don't realize that they use Israel to send a lot of military technology to China, which is going to be our number one enemy someday, even more, greater than Russia. And people would be incensed if they knew that Israel had a green light to transfer technology to China. But they also did it to Abkhazia and South Ossetia. These are the two semi-autonomous regions of Georgia that wanted to defect and become independent. And, of course, the West normally does, like to encourage independence. But really, they knew that Russia wasn't going to let that happen. And they did that to simply tweak Russia. Russia did, in fact, have to use military power to come in because of the fact that they had Israeli advisors in there. It looked to them like they were really trying to use military force to break away. This is entirely different than what happened in the Ukraine. Remember, the opposition has no military forces, none whatsoever, maybe even a handful of hunting rifles. There's no way that they could have done a coup, and that's why Russia has no reason to come in and to do a military, invasion to retake Ukraine.
So you're saying just like Arab Spring, the West knows a rebellion's coming, Russia knows it's coming, so they pre-trigger it so they can then control it, discredit it later.
And even worse, the prime minister today is saying he's accusing Russia of trying to invade Ukraine based upon the same phony information that I just told your audience about in Crimea. This is not Russian troops coming in from outside Crimea. These are Russian troops already in Crimea by prior agreement with Ukraine. They're simply shuffling some forces around to make sure that all the military bases are protected. Now, I'm not defending Russia, but they're tweaking the nose of the West, and the new Ukrainian government is tweaking the nose of Russia. But this is all political theater. Nothing is going to happen in a major military way. This is just the onset of continual conflict. And getting back to the bigger picture here, it's my estimation, based upon what I've studied about Russian rearmament and China rearmament, or actual armament, they aren't rearming, but engaged in massive armament, especially of missile forces, they still aren't going to be ready until at least 2020. And even though they're ready, that doesn't mean that there's going to be a strike in 2020. It's going to be sometime in the next decade, not before. Now, as you get closer to the point when they're ready, if they see an opportunity, it's possible that they could strike earlier than that. So I'm not trying to say that there's a definitive time that anyone, I mean, we're talking about three different multiple conspiracies here. There's no way anyone can say this is going to happen on a certain date. But we can tell when, by their own statements, they feel like they're going to be ready with their newest weapon systems. And everything out of the Russian system and the Chinese talks about post-2020 in terms of being ready with new aircraft carriers, with new submarines, with their new missile systems. And all the while, of course, the U.S. is disarming. We haven't built a new missile in 20 years, and we're shooting off what Minuteman III missiles we have and not replacing them. I mean, it's an incredible suicidal mission of the West to try to set the stage. And what they have to do, remember, they have to induce Russia and China to strike. As strong as they are getting, they still have, especially Russia, has a lot of decrepit systems. A lot of older systems, they got quantity. They don't have a lot of quality except in their newest systems, and they're very low in quantity of those things. But the globalists continue to have to disarm to induce them to strike. And the big picture I want to put out is, and people don't understand, why is it the globalists would want to bring on a nuclear strike onto America? And it's because you can't get Americans to give up essential freedoms, national sovereignty, and yield to a global government unless the U.S. military gets taken down. If they let the U.S. military get taken down in a preemptive nuclear strike, then they can come out of their bunkers, and our leaders are building huge underground bunkers because they know this strike is coming. If they come out of their bunkers and say, oh, the Russians and Chinese deceived us, we didn't know this was going to happen, but our only salvation now is to join together with NATO and other forces and form a new world government to prosecute this war, and literally everyone will lay down and say, save us, do whatever it takes. We don't care about sovereignty, just do what it takes. That's why this is going to happen. But they do have secret weapon systems. I believe they have space-based weapon systems that are going to be used to stop any further strikes while the West regroups and pulls out a lot of secret military weapons that they've been developing, not to defend us with, but to prosecute this war afterwards. I'm projecting that Russia will be defeated eventually in that war because the West will cut a deal with China to betray Russia and turn on its rear, and Russia can't win. Now, here's the advantage for China in that. He gets to eliminate the other third leg of the conspiracy for the New World Order, and then it's only China versus the West. And then the West wants that. They want a reinvigorated China. They'll use, just like we invigorated Russia during World War II by giving them all that aid and lend-lease, we'll do the same with China. Because the West wanted the Cold War. They wanted this great enemy because it would justify so much more militarization. And the globalists will want an enemy, a Cold War enemy, after World War III to justify keeping all of the militarized troops of the world government.
And by the way, these same elites stirred up World War I and World War II, and in so many of their writings, they say they need something bigger than a regional war. Rand Corporation and others have said in the last 3 years they need a World War III to get the Anglo-American world government in place. So, I mean,
and to keep it militarized, Alex, to keep it militarized, they need a war big enough that they've got an enemy on the other side. You can't win it all. That's why they sabotaged and didn't let us win against Russia. In fact, we let Russia.
Sure, that's why they didn't let Patton go in and beat Stalin, right, or MacArthur, because they wanted to keep him there.
That's right. So we're going to have, after World War III, a powerful world government with a global military and a global taxation system, a new currency. Remember, you can't have a collapse of the dollar in a new currency unless you have a world government to manage it. They're certainly not going to let if the dollar collapsed, they wouldn't let the Fed reconstitute a new currency. And the Fed isn't going to let control of world finance. That's why I keep saying there's not going to be an economic collapse until this war comes. And that gives the powers that be cover. It's not their fault then if the economy collapses, because war did it.
Oh, it's clear. Notice they staged 9/11 right as the dot-com went under.
Exactly. I mean,
they're always pulling stuff so they don't get the blame. Now, I want to go to phone calls, but let me be more domestic here. The constant attack on men, the constant attack on women in traditional roles, the attack on children, the feminization, all of this, what is the goal behind that? I mean, I've got my views on it. I don't think I've ever asked you your views, Joel Skousen, about the war on men. because it is really kicking into high gear right now.
Well, this goes back to what we've talked about before, that at the bottom, this is a satanic conspiracy. He's giving direction. This is a real person, just like God is real, fighting against God and all that is good. There's no globalist purpose, you know, for emasculating manhood or destroying Western culture and things other than the fact, or promoting homosexuality for that, unless you want to destroy the moral fiber of a nation. And that's why this multifaceted front that you've so eloquently described is really something that is satanic. And it isn't a uniform conspiracy in the sense that anyone involved is being dictated to. You know, just like God speaks to conscience, Satan's in there all the time as well. And you have innately liberal people, innately immoral people, who get those little hints from conscience to go ahead and attack all that is good and to promote that which is evil and to emasculate masculinity and promote feminism and all those. And they can do that without conspiracy, that is, of a human variety. Because the grandest conspiracy is the fact that Satan himself works a multifaceted front in people's minds through organizations, through leadership, that he is allowed to get people into.
Sure, it's a spiritual sickness.
Yes, it is.
But it's so obvious now.
And it's not easy to overcome. You know, yes, repentance and returning to Jesus Christ is the answer, but we can't force those things. We can only do that by invitation. And so that's why the battle is one of dividing society. And that's what I see coming up to this war, is more and more society is going to be divided between those that see that there's a conspiracy, that they control both political parties, those that have a moral foundation. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of Christian churches are being suborned by becoming mainstream and not being and being afraid of being criticized for being extreme and radical. Pastor Chuck Baldwin has some marvelous writings about and criticisms about the mainstream Christian churches and how they're basically getting into the New World Order without.
Oh, they're taking government money and literally just spouting whatever the mainstream media says now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you, what's the time frame, do you think, 5 to 10 years till they try this World War III thing?
As I say, I don't think it's coming before 2020. Now, as you get closer to that, I mean, you can't hold me to that because they could take an opportunity to move forward. But I think we've still got a good 5 years to fight this battle.
And you're saying we see North Korea start shelling Seoul, get out of major cities.
That's right. Because that's going to be the trigger event of World War III. There has to be some reason why they treat North Korea with kid gloves, that they don't ever have a military option for taking them down or regime change. They know North Korea is going to be the trigger to start it. We may have to use tactical nuclear weapons to stop that kind of attack, and that will justify China and Russia for initiating a nuclear preemptive strike because we started with tactical nuclear weapons.
And they have the PDDs in place where the sub-commanders and silo commanders can't fire back, they'll be totally destroyed.
That's right. You know, our sub and missile commanders believe that they're going to be given the orders to launch on warning when Russia and China launch against us. But I don't believe those orders are ever going to arrive.
And for those that don't know, until the PDDs got changed under Clinton and continued by Bush and Obama, if the missiles are tracking in, they have the authorization to defend. Now they've taken that away.
That's right. And they have told them in PDD 60, 1997, to prepare to retaliate after absorbing a nuclear first strike that don't depend on. They didn't actually tell them you're not going to be able to launch. They just said don't depend on it. Structure your system so that you can retaliate after absorbing a nuclear first strike. And General Butch Neal of the Marine Corps said, retaliate with what? He was just incensed. And especially since in that same year, Clinton agreed with the Russians that we would keep 50% of our missile submarines in port, either in Kings Bay, Georgia, or Bangor, Washington, to make it easier for the Russians to target them because they were in port. I mean, this is just incredible, Alex.
Yep, and meanwhile, the media pushes 24/7 to demonize the Tea Party. That's the big threat, the Homeland Security says. Let's talk to Michael in Oregon. You want to talk about U.S. flags being banned? You're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Joel. It's a privilege, gentlemen. I got to tell you, Joel, what you say, it's overwhelming. I'm sitting here listening. It's overwhelming. I thank you for you know, the insight that you give us. My son today and I were talking about the USA flags being banned on T-shirts in California. My son, who's 12, Connor, he said to me, "Dad, that's just stupid. You know, out of the mouth of babes comes wisdom." And I thought I would ask you your take on that. I ordered a bunch of shirts, by the way. I'm going to pass them out, you know, nice Texas shirts and USA shirts. But I think it's crazy. What do you think about it?
Well, California, like New York, is one of those vanguard states of the left, of the globalists who are testing the waters on everything. They're pushing the envelope and just banning patriotism, banning Americanism, banning American culture, just par for the course for the kind of government that you have in California. You know, as a fellow Oregonian, I'll tell you, I wince at the Oregonian newspaper and, you know, the liberal elite in Portland and Eugene. I expect them to follow suit pretty soon, too. What California does, Oregon does, you know, a few years later.
And they're very proud of their anti-maleness. I'm seeing in the news now that it's offensive. Heterosexual couples, marriages, now see marriage itself as offensive. This isn't tolerance. This is that we're being conquered by this. It's amazing. All right, thank you, caller. Yeah, who would ever thought American flags banned because the illegals are offended by them? Only in America, the former America. More calls coming up.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Have you tried everything and your health is still not improving? In 2008, I was dying with Lyme's disease with daily PTSD. I lost everything. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and the RNA drops. I'm Matthew David Hurtado, author of Misfit to Millions. I want to give you one free bottle of RNA drops when you purchase my book while supplies last. RNA drops saved my life, and that was just the beginning. Take your power back now. Visit GetTheDrops.com. That's GetTheDrops.com. My shocking book, Misfit to Millions, puts the gurus to rest and it puts the product to the test. RNA Drops. GetTheDrops.com. Visit GetTheDrops.com today or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. If you want to change your life, you've got to change your life.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated.
You can either build a civilization on truth and justice and building and advancing through common purpose and being honorable, or you can build one based on lies, deceit, and fraud. which always ends up collapsing. Well, that's the system we're going under right now. Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com is our guest right now. We're taking phone calls on this Friday edition. Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And there's InfoWars Nightly News, of course, 7 o'clock weeknights. We thank you all for your support and spreading the word. Ray in Illinois, he says he's a city council member. He wants to know what's next for the USA. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Joel. I've been a council member here for the past 3 years, and I actually got involved into doing this because of Alex and people like Alex and George and a few other like-minded people. I want to say thank you for getting me involved, and I just hope that other people will get off the couch and instead of just complaining about what's going on, get involved some way or somehow. But, Joel, my question is, you talked about the timetable. What would happen, how significantly would that timetable go forward if an EMP pulse or a solar flare would hit North America like they've been talking about and wiping out our grid and our defenses going down? Would China and Russia say, hey, let's do it now instead of waiting, or what do you think about that?
Well, you know, that's a scenario that's been prognosticated by several people. Here's why I don't believe that an EMP will ever strike separate from an actual physical nuclear strike. One thing an EMP doesn't do, and let me just tell you about the technology of an EMP. The latest data from U.S. government and others is that it takes about 6 high-altitude nuclear weapons to blanket the whole U.S. to take down the whole grid in a very serious way, not just one. And so there's been a lot of hype about Iran sending a whole fleet of ships over towards our coast and that they're going to launch a missile off that. Just not technically very feasible to do that. It takes more than one missile. And even if it did happen, an EMP strike doesn't take out the military because it's been hardened. And so the military would know where it came from. They'd be able to retaliate so it doesn't achieve the purposes of either Russia and China or even a rogue state, you know, as if Iran would do that, which I don't believe they would. And so,
sure, if they're going to do that, just smuggle a nuke into Manhattan and detonate it.
That's right. I mean, if you want to just make a show and get your country retaliated against, I mean, if you want to do something suicidal, there are easier ways to do that than to try to do it with a missile on a ship coming into. But I just don't think that's going to happen. It really is more technical than people think to throw a high-altitude nuclear weapon up there, and it's got to be.
Well, in the 60s, the Pentagon detonated big hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere, and it did knock out power, but they found it was sporadic through the atmosphere.
That's right. It is sporadic. It takes about 6 to blanket the whole U.S., and even then, as I say, it doesn't take down the military because they're hardened.
Now, a sun EMP could actually hit the whole country, the equivalent of a big flare. Why is there so much military-industrial complex hype? We get hit by guests constantly wanting to come on about EMP.
Well, I don't know. You know, the government agents have been hyping a lot of things. And frankly, Alex, anybody who calls up, me included, and says, I'm an insider in government and I have some top secret information for you, I don't take it. Because nobody in today's NSA can get away with talking to anybody on our side without getting caught. And if they can do it week after week, you know it's permitted. It's not that they're really on our side.
Sure.
They're always giving.
What do you think about Snowden?
I think Snowden was legit. He doesn't match that same thing. He's told, here's the information, it's out. He's not claiming to be in the inside anymore. He's not claiming to have insider information. And he reads true and legit to me.
That's what I think. Do 5 more minutes. I know you got to go. I want to come back and finish up talking about that source situation. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
formulation using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.